Hey, it's Trevor Grant. Welcome to the Revenue Hub podcast. Today's podcast is one of our Who Are We interviews, where we are joined by one of our expert partners. Today, we welcome two guests from Topline RevPros. We're joined by Cameron Peterson, co-founder and director of sales and marketing, and Connor Vanderholm, co-founder and director of revenue management. They'll tell us a bit more about their backgrounds and their organization. Anyway, hope you enjoy it. Let's get started.
Hi, Cameron and Connor. Welcome to Revenue Hub. Great to have you guys. How are you both?
Doing great. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, we're excited to be here. We're doing really well. Thank you.
Excellent. Good to hear that. Look, guys, we're delighted to have Topline RevPros join Revenue Hub as an expert partner. Thanks for coming on board. Great to have the opportunity to chat with you, find out a bit more about you guys personally, and also Topline RevPros. So I guess let's kick it off. Don't know who wants to go first. One of you pick and tell us a little bit about your background so we can get a flavor of who you guys are, where you've been coming from.
Sure. Yeah. So I'll go first. So I've spent the last 12 years in hospitality, started off in sales and marketing for a boutique hotel and worked my way through group sales. I ran event venues for several years across the United States and then eventually made it over to revenue management for Hilton. So that's kind of where our whole group intersected at some point or another. We all worked for Hilton along with other brands because I, in the past, have worked for both Wyndham and Marriott as well. Okay. So I have, I'll say, varied experience in hospitality because unlike some of our other founders, you'll hear that they have a lot of operational experience, which is awesome. And personality wise, I just lean towards sales and marketing and I really enjoy group sales and event sales and that side of things. So that's where a lot of my experience comes into play with our founding group.
Brilliant. Yeah. And my experience is mostly revenue management. I did spend a year on property, a full service Marriott position there. But then once I got into revenue management, I just loved it so much that I couldn't leave it. And I worked again with, similar to Cam. I met her at Hilton Corporate, then transitioned and worked for Marriott Corporate, then worked for a management company called Ambridge. I don't know if you've ever heard of them. Also a very large corporation. And then I worked for other management companies as well. But all very much centered on revenue management. That's really where my heart is. So.
I think we may have just lost your audio a little bit there, Connor. But I heard you said Ambridge was a company you were with?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was with Ambridge Corporate as well, and then went to another management company before the COVID hit.
Superb. Thank. Sorry, go on.
I was going to say COVID gave us a lot of free time to do this.
That links us in nicely because, we obviously want to hear about what you guys were all about. Let's get it straight out there. You are a new, very, very new company. So, tell us about the journey. Tell us about what you guys have been doing.
I'll let Connor kick us off. Yeah.
All right. So, it really is a new company in its formation, but really the roots of this have been going for a long time. We've had several ideas. All of our members have discussed this and planned to an certain extent what they wanted their own company to look like and what they could bring to the table. And this company, Topline RevPros, really is a merger of, two different visions. One of a revenue management company that's centered on independent contractors being, contracted with specific hotels. And then Cam's vision of it, which is more holistic, including sales support. So remote sales support, talent acquisition, and training and development. And so we really came together with that first meeting, knowing each other and saying, hey, we know what the brands are doing well because we've been doing that. We know what our franchise ownerships really are looking for. And there's not a great, parallel between those two. There's some definite distance between what's being offered and what's being desired. And so that's really where we focused our attention on and really where we feel we bring some serious, offering to the table that can help out these franchise ownerships.
That makes sense.
Definitely. Yeah. I agree. I like how Connor describes us. So I let him take that question. Easy for all of us to be really focused on revenue management. And that is a huge offering for us because that's where all five of us, like I said, intersected and have knowledge. But I really love that we have rounded ourselves out with offering sales support, training and development talent acquisition, because that's just not something that's out there with our competitors. So I think that gives us a different view on things, because we're looking at your hotels as a whole. We're not treating just one area of your operation.
So just to kind of strip that out a little bit then and understand. So your service offering, as you said, it's not just, and there are a lot of revenue management consultancies out there, but it goes above and beyond that. So you've got the revenue management element, you've got the sales element, you spoke there about talent acquisition as well. And then did you say the operational piece, was that an element
I picked up on there as well?
Yeah, training and development. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what areas does that touch on without it seeming obvious by the title?
Yeah, so for training and development, that will be a little bit broader, because obviously we'll offer revenue management and sales support training, but we also have experts coming or on our founder team from the operational area, front desk and general manager. And so we'll be able to offer extended training to them as well, because, you know, the major brands in the United States, they have training, and it's a lot of click training that people have to go through in order to gain access to systems. But it really isn't that conversational training that you get to have you would have with us, as far as let's walk through how you would really utilize this and what the real function of this for your job role is versus memorizing click patterns, right? So that'll be the kind of difference. So our training development will be a little bit broader than our service offerings.
Sure. No, that makes sense. And what in terms of, I mean, customer profile, I mean, the US market is very different to the European market. There's very heavy brand and chain-led hotels, as opposed to a lot of the independent properties. So I'm assuming that would make up a large part of your profile. But do you have a specific focus? Are you looking at a typical customer profile?
Yeah, so we're really focused on franchise management companies, or franchise ownership, excuse me, companies that you know, have between 1 and 50 hotels. So small to medium sized companies. Mm-hmm. And we can really, we have a broad understanding and expertise in all the major brands: Marriott, Hilton, IHG, Wyndham, Choice. And so we can service all of these different branded hotels. We have expertise with their systems. We know how the, because we have a lot of corporate background, we know the training, and we've been trained very well in those systems, and can really, you know, lend a hand where maybe a hotel ownership company hasn't had a revenue manager that has been that experienced. Mm-hmm. But in addition to this, we also look and cater to the independent market. And part of our service offering includes some revenue management systems that we feel are very cost effective, mm-hmm. and that we can manage for independents that say maybe haven't had a revenue management system, okay. that's autonomous, or you know, they're looking for something newer, something that's going to be more user friendly, because the one that we like to use is very very user friendly. It's, you know, mobile first, so if a general manager needs to look at something, make a change really quickly, they can do it on their phone up on their way up to the room to flip some beds, right? and that's something that we can definitely bring, because a lot of these smaller independent hotels, maybe they've never dabbled in revenue management. And we know from personal experience what a great return on investment that will bring them.
Yeah.
And if we can put that together in a very affordable package, it really becomes a no-brainer for them. And so, yeah, I would say definitely focused on brand flagged hotels, but on also independents.
I guess we're in an interesting period anyway with this COVID scenario. Different countries and different states are all responding differently to it. But from an industry perspective, and where you guys sit, I'd be interested to know where you feel the role of consultant and consultancy services is going to play into the hotel and hospitality sector as we start to then eventually move out of this COVID scenario. So what's your guys' takes on that?
Yeah, so I would go ahead, Cam.
Oh, no, you're good. I'll let you start.
I was going to say, so I think I've already seen that it's becoming a bigger and bigger part of the pie, right? Where consultancy is being seen as a very cost-effective way of getting revenue management and sales support done. And that's really what select service and smaller hotels are looking for, is cost-effective way to get that expertise. Doesn't make a lot of sense to hire a revenue manager for maybe a Fairfield Inn that's got 100 rooms. It just isn't cost-effective. You're going to have to pay them way too much. Mm-hmm. But you can still get that, which is why in the United States, I can speak to better than the rest of the world, we're very brand heavy. So a lot of them take these services and get it from the brand themselves. And it's, again, very cost effective. So in our markets, it's very commonplace. But where it comes to, you know, smaller firms offering those services, what I've seen is a lot of individuals who have maybe 10, 15 years of experience in revenue management offering those services on their own. Mm-hmm. They'll get 10 to 20 hotels. They'll manage them all themselves. And maybe they expand into a larger corporation. There are certainly some that we've collaborated with and that we can compete with that are larger corporations that do just what we're trying to do. So I think it's going to play a huge role in 2021 and onward as hotels realize that they have other options aside from just the brand services mm-hmm. that are both cost effective and frankly have better tech and can bring better reporting and tools to the table. I think that's really where we're trying to focus, and we've generated a lot of excitement based on the conversation with ownership groups because of the tech and what we're trying to do from a hotel portfolio, multi-brand portfolio perspective versus I'm going to have Marriott do all my Marriott hotels, Hilton do all my Hiltons, and IHG do all my IHG hotels. We're able to bring all of those. We partner with some serious tech players that are able to bring all those reporting into one format, which is a huge value for an ownership group because they're able to really see the strategy across the entire their entire portfolio, and nobody's being left, you know, in the dark or you know, without being having eyes on it consistently.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Just to add to what Connor was saying, these roles that we are working from Topline as a remote position, they're not going anywhere. So revenue management, sales support, you still need training, you still need talent acquisition. None of that is going to change within the hospitality industry. Right now, there's obviously a lull in the United States. We have demand that is unexpected leisure demand that's kind of tapering off now. We haven't really got back into a groove with a huge amount of group demand or negotiated demand just yet. So that all has shifted due to COVID. But in the future, as we are already starting to see that rebound in certain markets, those roles are still going to be vital to a hotel's success. And like Connor was saying, we partner with management groups that have multi-brands. Mm-hmm. And that's where a company like ours makes a lot of sense to them because we're much more cost-effective than necessarily bringing in someone individually at each hotel.
Yeah.
And for the tech that allows them to see their entire portfolio, like Connor was saying, in the palm of their hand and be able to keep a pulse on everything that's going on at their hotel, which is really something that the major brands in the United States just can't offer at this time because they're too focused on keeping their piece of each business, I'll say.
Yeah, no, I understand. Could see why you guys looked at setting up Topline RevPros. Sounds like it's well thought out. Sounds like you got some good offerings there. Guys, very conscious of your time. This is just a short conversation, so people watching and listening can get to know a little bit more about you. Hopefully that's been achieved in this discussion. Been talking for about 15 minutes or so now. So I think you've given us a good kind of insight. But again, a lot more that I know you'd be happy to engage with people if they're interested, and we'll make sure that relevant contact details and links are available so that people can get in touch with you if they've got any questions that you that they want to ask or if they want to engage in early discussions with you. But thanks again for coming on board. Thanks again for finding the time to join us. It's probably appropriate. Any final thoughts from your side? Any final comments, or have we got across everything that you wanted?
Yeah, I would just let anybody listening know. Perhaps you do have your service offerings through the brands, and we certainly have a great expertise in that since that's where our training comes from. But I just let you know you have options, and this is a great time to explore those options because. There's a lot of technology that's emerged from this pandemic, and that's really come to the forefront, which others are able to offer, that maybe you aren't getting right now. So I would just encourage you to look around and see what options you have for both to alleviate your budgets as well as to tech up. So that's kind of what we try to bring to the table, and we would encourage you to look at it.
Yeah.
Good. Very, very good. Perfect. Well, thanks again. Thanks again, guys. And great. Really appreciate you joining us. Great to have the opportunity to talk with you, and look forward to bringing some more content, certainly to our community, and raising awareness of what you guys are doing and how we can help support you get the voice out there. Thanks again.
Likewise. Thank you, Trevor.
Thanks so much.
Take care.
So that's the end of our conversation today. I'd like to thank Cameron and Connor for joining us, and I hope you found the conversation interesting. If you like what we are producing, please do subscribe through the podcast channel you're listening to. If you want to see the interview, you can find it on the Revenue Hub YouTube channel, and the link will be in the podcast notes. And if you can subscribe on YouTube, that would be great, because it really helps out the channel. Anyway, until next time, thanks for listening.